Ah, we're back. It's a Football Friday, WIP afternoon. Yeah! Yeah, Rizzler, welcome on this show whenever he wants.
He's the best of all of them.
Yes.
Rizzler's my goat.
Yeah, everybody loves the Rizzler. Highest approval rating, Rizzler. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about 12 minutes, Nick Kostos joins us. Give you your bit, and we suggest when you listen to Nick, you do it with a pen and a piece of paper or the notes app on your phone open so you can write down his picks so you can decide whether you want to bet him this weekend. Before we get back going, tomorrow, for the podcast, for Rice Ricky Sanchez, every year we do a run team for this event that Providence Animal Center holds in Providence Animal Center is in Media. It's an animal shelter. It's called Bark in the Park. And every year we have a big run team for their event, which is tomorrow at Rose Tree Park. Our goal this year is now raising $25,000 for Providence Animal Center. Mm. And we are $1,100 away with about 20 hours to go. So if you have an extra $5, an extra $10, and you would like to donate, it's right there on the on my Twitter. It's the top thing on my Twitter to donate. I think we're $1,100 away from $25,000. And if you're around tomorrow, it starts at 9 a.m. at Rose Tree Park in Media. So,
are you running?
So,
nah, I don't think so.
Well, so last year was the first year I couldn't run because it was right before hip surgery.
Right.
I could physically do it, and it is. I want to do it badly, but I'm afraid that if I run it, I'm going to regret it.
Don't run it. Walk it. You'll be okay.
Okay.
And second question.
Yeah.
How much do I have? Now, that's a big question, but how much do I have to donate to tell me whatever this nonsense is that Giulio and Hugh were talking about
in the you mean before it goes on the air, or because it's going on the air one way or another?
I would like to get it over. Whatever it is.
Let me look at the schedule here. Can't be it. How about this? After Tornado Shapiro at 3:30, we'll do it then.
All right.
Can you wait an hour?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Okay.
I really can't, but I will.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm making you sweat for another.
Yes, okay. Making sweat.
Making sweat for another.
Yes.
Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Jack and I say it is.
Of course it is.
Non-conference game, a hungry team, away. They're actually underdogs. Just go in there and show that you're not losers.
Just play tough.
Play tough. That's all we need out of this one. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Nick? What's up?
I'm going to say hi to all three of you. Hi, all three of you. And I know you guys are doing great.
Oh, thanks.
So I got turned twice with the Corey conversation. So first I was going to call up and say, I really like the Eagles in this spot. Cincinnati, they stink. Sorry, Ike.
It's okay.
They struggled to score 21 against that putrid team we crushed last week. And they struggled to score 21 against the Cleveland team we beat the week before.
Wait, we scored 22 against Cleveland?
20.
It's not getting the weeds.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a transitive property here.
Okay. All right.
But what I'm saying is,
let you go.
This team, I think the Eagles are slightly turning a corner. I'm not going to say that they're doing it 100 miles an hour, but they're inching around the corner, and I don't think they're going to struggle with this team. I think they should be a favorite in this game. Now, the Corey and Columbus Patrick Mahomes conversation. Ike, listen.
Yes.
I thought you were the football guy on the show.
I am.
All right.
That's why you should kind of open your ears and listen.
Yeah,
open your ears. That's what we all do.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know this, Ike. It makes no difference what Pat or Patrick or Patricia Mahorn does in the regular season. He is the GOAT. We saw him last year. They weren't going to make the playoffs, right? We had this conversation midway through the season. They might not make the playoffs. They're taking some bad losses. And all they did was shut everybody up, run the table, and went through the hardest NFL playoff schedule to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He gets a bye. This is my whole point.
No, he doesn't get a bye. No, he doesn't get a bye. When he's playing bad, it's my job to say he's playing bad. You can give him a bye if you want to. But just because he did something last year and the year before and the year before doesn't mean he can go out and play like crap this year and everybody can still be like, you know what? He's Patrick Mahomes. He's playing great. No, you could say you believe he's going to turn it around or the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl or what have you. But that doesn't change the reality that Patrick Mahomes isn't playing good football right now. That doesn't change it.
I agree with everything you just said, every single word, with all the inflection and emphasis you put on every single word.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my only
point,
conversation
yep.
to that is that we know this. He's allowed to suck in the middle of playoffs. I mean, the middle of the season, and we can tell him that he sucks. At the end of the day, he has a track record. I need my man, Mr. What's his number? 301, Michael Jordan. LeBron, whatever they called his dude,
yeah.
Corey, and his father-in-law, all those guys. All right, there's a 10 yard by 20 yard gap in the middle of the field. That's the Bermuda Triangle for this dude. He can't find the Titanic if it's sitting there in the middle of a football field. I need our man to be our man.
Okay.
And let me bring up Patrick Mahomes. I don't care how bad he's playing. He still hasn't.
That's fine, and for it to be okay for you, that's fine. But when talking about or trying to have things in perspective and not overreact to our quarterback, you're going to draw the comparison to the game's greatest quarterback and say, look how terrible he's playing right now.
I don't care because he's
– that's fine that you don't care. It doesn't make me wrong, and it doesn't make Corey wrong because we point it out. Just because you don't want to acknowledge it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
I acknowledge it, but what I do know is that that man has played to the best of
I understand.
Ability.
I get so, that. I understand that, but Jalen has played well, too. Maybe not as well as Patrick Mahomes, but we'll say forget about what Jalen has done in the past.
Look, I won't get – a lot of people go, oh, we only have one good year. I'm going to give him this. I'm going to give him 18 months. He played good for a year and a half. And you know what? I'll give him 2 years. What he's played – since we want to talk current day, October 24th today or 25th, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's nowhere where we need him to be.
I agree.
But I've been around these for a while. You guys are talking in circles a little bit. I think the difference is that it's not when Ike is mentioning Mahomes or at least agreeing with Corey. It's not to say that Jalen Hurts is as good as Mahomes. That's not what it is.
Yeah, not even in the same.
However.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes can have a bad year, and you could acknowledge it. Now, you could have faith that Patrick Mahomes, once the playoffs come around, will be a different player, and I think we would all probably bet on that. But it is fair to say, hey, look, he can play bad, so other quarterbacks can play bad and still be a good player.
Exactly.
And still be a good player. Anyway,
here's my last caveat. We'd love to say sometimes, like, when A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were hurt, And Jalen looked terrible. We're like, well, nobody can win without talent around him, right?
Well, that's a fair point.
There's also a fair argument, like Jack Fritz said 10 minutes ago. What would Patrick Mahomes do with this talent? They would have 1,500 yards last year. They wouldn't both have 1,000 yards.
Yeah, but
they would both have 1,500.
That's not the point.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
It really isn't.
Corey had to go through.
And people hear that and you get outraged because that's what you hear. You hear, or you're trying to say Jalen Hurts is good as Patrick Mahomes. No, what I'm saying is Patrick Mahomes is playing as bad as Jalen Hurts. And a quarterback who's showed that he's played well in the past can have a down time, a down year, a down period, and still turn it around. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
I'm not telling you Jalen is Patrick Mahomes.
And I think you would also say it's reasonable to give Patrick Mahomes more of the benefit of the doubt because he has a longer resume.
Without question.
Of course.
Without question.
I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody does.
Yes. But I do understand Jack getting nauseous at the comparison.
Yes, the sound of it.
Yes, yes.
Don't bring up Patrick Mahomes.
The Twitter
Mahomes. Don't do it.
We need Tommy from down the shore saying Mahomes.
Mahomes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Mark's Half Off event is going on now. Get a jump on the holiday shopping season for half off. Get all the details at marks-jewelers.com. Would losing Sunday be acceptable?
No.
What do you think the percentages are?
I know this fan base. No.
Yes. You want to guess the percent?
Yeah, 83%.
84. That was excellent.
How about that?
Yeah. And I will say this for Elliot. he is good at a lot of things, but taking a reasonable position and phrasing it in a way that will make people insane is an Elliot specialty. I've never seen anything like it before. And the accept, because I got, when I read it at first, yeah, it made me angry.
Yeah, I almost replied to it.
Yes, until I started thinking about it. And then
I almost replied to him. And I said, we're on the same team.
Yes.
Oh, but on Sunday, when I'm just trying to reverse jinx the Mets, I got to deal with Ike replying to my tweet and then having people, there he is, Jack once again, yeah, hating the Eagles, hating football. You know, just let me live.
No, that's because the Eagles had won that day, and I felt like that should have been an Eagles day.
Yeah. I tweeted when the Eagles won. I said that was a refreshing win.
Oh, wow. Look at that. The emphasis. Wow.
Had, yeah.
Might as well just paint your face midnight green and silver.
How much more do you want?
Yeah. Well, we need a bet with Jack, by the way, painting his face like the like Sean, the shoulder pads guy or
yeah,
whatever. I would love to have you dressing up like that.
Awesome.
All right. Nick Kostos joins us in a moment. 215-592-9494. I mentioned earlier Bark in the Park being in Delco tomorrow. We're Delco's men on this show. I was born and raised in Delco.
I visited there this year.
Yes. You got to see the other side of Delco. You saw all the sides of Delco, right?
Yep.
You saw the media, Dining Under the Stars. You also saw Dolan's. You saw every side of Delco. And they say Delco's a lot, and they are right. There's all sorts of different things in Delco. And it's fall, so there's pumpkin picking, and there's festivals, and, you know, fall foliage, all that sort of stuff. This weekend, happy hours with Deer Creek Malt House at Newland Grist Mills in Glen Mills, which is where I grew up, by the way, Saturday from 3 to 7. Stop by, enjoy a few beverages, relax by the creek. Great way to spend a fall afternoon. And the game on Sunday, you can hang out with friends, have a drink, tons of places to do that. Kickoff 1 p.m. Make sure you get there early. For the full list of events, go to visitdelcopa.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they could not be more right. Chris in Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's up there, Spike? And Jack?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
I'm having a wonderful day. Can I ask you guys a question? Because you guys are all intelligent. It's Friday at 2:30, right? Does anybody work anymore? I-95 is like a friggin' parking lot. I'm heading to Maryland tomorrow to go tuna fishing. You think it's everybody's going down the shore in August. Does anybody work in America today besides you three?
You know, there was a lot of traffic on my drive from Jersey today, too. More than Fridays are usually pretty quiet now, because if you look around the office around here, nobody works anymore on Fridays.
Yeah,
but
right?
There was a lot of traffic today, actually.
The shore traffic? Is it people going to the shore?
I have no idea.
I'm heading to Maryland, and I'm telling you, it's like going to the shore in August. Like, it's crazy. But you guys are awesome. So my truck's all cleaned up. I got to the gym. I'm going to go catch some tuna. And guess what, Spike?
What's
no
up?
No way. Ike is 100%, because it can't be, when I love when people call me, 150%. I'm like, well, that's not logical. But anyway, that doesn't make sense. I'm 100% behind Ike. That game is not allowed. We're not allowing a loss. We already lost to Atlanta when we should have won. And if you look at those records real good, Spike, because you like crunching numbers, you ran that company there. If they don't win the division here, we might not make the playoffs. I told Jack that.
Yes, but if you want to win the division, but Chris, you still have two more games against Dallas. You have another game against the Giants. You have two games against Washington. You want to win the division. The division's right. Honestly, if you win the rest of your division games, hold on, Chris. If you win the rest of your division games, you're at 9 wins without winning another game.
Let me ask you a question, Spike.
Yeah.
Ike and Jack, you can chime in. You really think we're going to sweep Dallas?
No.
And the Redskins?
No.
I don't.
No. I agree with you.
The Redskins got the easiest schedule in the NFL, and I was trying to explain that to Jack last night, but then your dad went off again. I had to give him belt to ass. And he's so stubborn, dude. You're a little bit stubborn. That dude would be, it's beautiful out there. If he said it's snowing, he would not listen to anybody.
So, Chris, thank you. I don't live with him. Thank you for the call, Chris. A funny thing, and then we'll get to Kostos about the. And I am stubborn, but nowhere near as stubborn as him. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out where he got it from one day. So his dad, my grandfather, Pop-Up Don, everyone will call him D, passed away. May he rest in peace. One time, my Uncle Eric, who's my dad's brother, he said, hey, go up to D. Ask him how the Phillies are going to be this year. And whatever he says, agree with him and watch him go to the other side. And right. I went up and I was like, how do you think the Phillies are going to be? He's like, they're going to be really good. And I was like, yeah, I also think they're going to be good. He's like, not so fast. They're not going to be good at all. And I was like, oh, that's where my dad got his.
He's a guy who wants to be on the other side
of
the
argument. Yep. Nick Kostos joins us now. He is the host of You Better You Bet, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And that's it. Kostos, you there, brother?
What's going on? How are we doing today, guys?
We're good.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Frank.
Yes. The great Frank Sinatra. Notice he didn't write the song called Philly, Philly.
Yes,
shut up.
Yeah, enough out of here.
You played the music, Jack, not me.
I was trying to do a nice thing. There was no shot at Philly there.
I'm taking the shot at Philly, Jack. How about that?
Well, by the way.
28-3.
Yeah. Now, I know you're a Yankee fan, and we have no problems with the Yankees fans here, actually. It's only Mets fans. But I believe you said neither the Yankees nor the Dodgers would get to the World Series.
I did say that. Okay. Yes. Just in case we're keeping score, yeah. I also bet the Giants to cover the spread last week against the Eagles.
Yes.
If you want to just really unfurl the list of things I've been wrong about.
Well,
yes.
When you're emotional about it, it makes it a little bit hard sometimes anyway. And by the way, you can't win all your bets. That's not me. You're obviously good at what you do.
I appreciate you saying that.
I guess just before we get to the football part, how are you feeling from a handicapping standpoint for the World Series? I believe the Yankees are a slight favorite last time I looked.
Dodgers like a slight, but we're close to even money. Dodgers are a small favorite right now.
Okay.
About -125. Yankees like +105. If you flipped home field, if the Yankees had home field, I think the Yankees would be -125. Dodgers would be +105. I'm oddly confident. As a Yankee fan, I'm never confident. But I know, like whatever. Like, no one wants to hear a Yankee fan bitch and moan. But, I mean, I'm being sincere, right? But we've gotten our tails kicked in for 15 years, right, after beating the Phillies in the World Series in 09. So it's, like, hard to be really confident and optimistic. But I am right now ahead of the series. And I have to go back to, and I've been wrong, and I've paid with it because I bet against the Dodgers in the first two rounds. I took the Mets, and I took the Padres. The reason why me and a lot of other people, and we've all been wrong, we all were wrong, right? The reason why we didn't like the Dodgers in those series is because the Dodgers don't have the starting pitching. Now, you got to give Dave Roberts credit. I don't think he's the best manager, like managing off the spreadsheet or off the calculator or whatever, but those bullpen games, guys, they've been really good for the Dodgers. A bunch of shutouts in this postseason in these bullpen games. I have to imagine, and look, it doesn't have to like go the way I think it's going to. Maybe the relievers are just absolutely lights out. I think the Yankees have the pitching advantage in this series. Now, I would like to see, like in the old days, not that long ago, when you paid a starting pitcher $350 million and he would get the ball games 1, 4, and 7 in the World Series, as opposed to Garrett Cole, who's only going to go games 1 and 5, which makes me sick.
Oh, I thought he was going 1, 4, and 7.
I talked to a bunch of people, Spike. I can't believe this. Apparently, Cole will pitch game 1 and then game 5 and not 1, 4, 7.
He's
I don't know what world we're in right now.
Wow.
Where this doesn't happen anymore. But I do think the Yankees have the better pitching. I think the lineups are really close to equal if Freddie Freeman's not 100%. And I am a homer a little bit here. So give me my New York Yankees to win World Series number 28.
All right, let's get to the serious stuff. Football. Eagles, Bengals. Last I look, Eagles 3-point underdog. It's bounced around from 2.5 to 3.5, right in that range. What do you like in that game?
So let me see where we're at right now. Okay, so BetMGM right now is hanging a Bengals juice 2.5. Like, there's no way that number's right if T. Higgins is not going to play.
Yeah.
So I just asked Jack, so I know you guys are aware of it. This news broke a couple minutes ago. T. Higgins questionable now, just added to the injury report. Knowing his injury history, I have no inside information. My guess is he doesn't play, but again, Sunday morning, like, we'll find out for sure. And I'll just say, like, earlier in the week, I did bet Cincinnati -2.5. I just like the matchup. I like the point spread being under 3. I'm not trying to be an Eagles hater. I like this matchup for Cincinnati. If T. Higgins is not going to play, guys, we have now seen this play out for season after season with Cincinnati, that in order for this offense to operate at peak efficiency, they need both Chase and Higgins in the lineup together. And if Higgins doesn't play, it's going to make life a lot easier on this Eagles defense, Vic Fangio and company. So, like, I can't give you a firm thought on this game until I know if T. Higgins is playing. If he plays and he's 100%, I think the Bengals win by three or more. Honestly, if he doesn't play in this game, I think the Eagles go into Cincinnati and win the game outright. That's how important I think T. Higgins is to the Bengals.
Wow. All right, so, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Could go either way. We'll know, what is it, 11 o'clock when we know if he's active or not?
11:30. We're okay. 90 minutes before kickoff always of the games.
All right. So give us your, we want your three best picks of the weekend, then we'll get a prop from you.
Okay, the three best bets this weekend. All right, let's see what we got on the board here. Let's go, I'll give you a total to start. Let's go over 41 with the Jets and the Patriots. I have no, I mean, I've lost so much money on the Jets this year. No desire to keep betting this team to cover spreads, but I do think their offense with Devontae and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall can score on a defense that is soft. How do we know? Because the head coach said it with New England. And I like Drake May a lot. I think he's been really good in the first two games for the Patriots. Over 41, Jets and Pats. I'll take the Browns, not just to cover at home against Baltimore. I'm going to have a bet on the Browns to win this game also with Jameis Winston as the quarterback this week for Cleveland. I think this point spread's way too big.
What's the number? Is it 7?
8.5.
Okay.
It should be 7. Like, that should be the point spread of this game with Deshaun Watson not playing. I'll take the Browns plus the 8.5, and I will also have a bet on the Browns just for this, Browns plus 8.5, but I'm saying, like, I'll bet the Browns to win the game as well. And last one, Raiders is no more. I can't give you the Raiders. That's not 10 anymore. Okay. No matter who plays quarterback for the Commanders, if it's Mariota and the number's Bears minus 3, bet the Bears. If it's Jaden Daniels, they're going to shoot him up on Toradol. He's not going to move really well with the rib injury, and the point spread goes down, bet the Bears. So it's Bears no matter what on the road at the Commanders on Sunday.
All right. What I like from you best are the props. Give us, you got a prop or two you really like this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'll give you one from the Eagles game. At some point, like, the sports books are going to get their brains beaten in on this prop because, like, they keep mispricing your guy, A.J. Brown, every single week. A.J. Brown, I want to, let's see, is it 75.5? It's comically low, the number for A.J. Brown. 75 or 77.5? Like, this is the Kellen Moore offense. It's hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley and throw it deep to A.J. Brown, which, by the way, is not a bad game plan. A.J. Brown, easy, over 76.5 receiving yards. I love that. And the bonus one will be, we have seen tight ends really hurt the Seattle Seahawks. I think last week, Kyle Pitts had a nice game. A couple weeks ago, George Kittle on Thursday Night Football. It's been a disappointing season, fantasy-wise, fantasy owners will know this, for Dalton Kincaid, but I love this matchup for Kincaid against the Seattle Seahawks defense. Dalton Kincaid for the Bills, over 41.5 receiving yards against Seattle.
All right. Well, there he is, Nick Kostos. We wish you honest good luck.
Spike.
Yes, we haven't announced who we're cheering for yet.
But do you? It's okay if you don't mean it.
With the Yankees?
Yes.
No, and we'll officially make our announcements later. But I have a very soft spot in my heart for the Yankees.
Good.
My time in New York. This is what I would say. Yankees fans were cool to me. Giants fans were whatever. You know, they're not passionate about anything.
Well, we suck. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's not fair, honestly.
But Jets fans and Mets fans will forever get my ire. I can't stand either of them. I hope they lose every game they ever play. I hope all of their fans are miserable. And the Yankees winning the World Series would make Mets fans even more miserable, as they will be reminded that they are truly the little brother in New York. So we do wish you the best of luck.
When's Joel Embiid coming back?
All right. Well, when's Mikal Bridges learning how to shoot again?
Like, dude, he looks like me on the 4th of July after 14 years. Like, I don't know what the hell that is, man. It's terrible.
And I think Joel will be back Wednesday. That's my gut.
Can we get some good basketball here? Like, I'd like to see the Sixers fully formed here with Paul.
Yeah, they'll get there. It's a long season.
I don't know, man. It looks like Celtics Thunder looks pretty likely to me after the first couple games. In any event, wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
There he is, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet. He is also the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Good picks by Nick.
Yeah, I disagree with one of
them. He's completely out of control with the Browns outright beating the Ravens. I don't see that.
Yes. I wonder what.
But I like the 8.5, though.
Probably,
I like the 8.5 at home.
Is that probably plus 350 or something? I didn't hear what he said. The
Browns outright?
Browns-Ravens. Browns outright was.
Oh, yeah.
But if the. I am curious to see how the Browns look with a functional quarterback there.
Jameis?
Yeah. Well, he's functional.
Functional. That's a, you know.
He's functional.
Maybe.
I just want the pregame speech, man.
Yeah.
That's all,
so,
that's
yeah.
all I'm waiting on.
Yeah, I'm going to add his postgame speech to about
eating those
Sean
W's
Watson.
Or yes. whatever. Is well, that what yes. it is?
But, yeah. the, but now it's all over TikTok and Instagram Reels. His defense
oh, yeah.
over the weekend.
Was, oh, yeah.
It was so Jameis.
Yes.
It was
yeah.
so
yes.
Jameis.
Of yeah. course. Yes. That's Jameis Winston.
It, he was being, he seemed very.
He's genuine with
a genuine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is his teammate, even yes. though he's a, you know, bad guy,
yes.
whatever. Sometimes bad guys are teammates.
Well,
it
listen,
happens.
Jameis can sort of understand.
Yes.
He's had his own issues.
He's had his own issues. Yep.
Yeah.
Plus 350, by the way. Yes.
Yeah. That was a good guess by me. All right. Coming up next.
And I like that Bears pick.
I might not like that one.
I like that Bears.
And we'll talk about that one, 5:30. All right, coming up next, we will reveal what Jack... No, that's not coming up for
it's
a little
while. It's not coming up for, nah, a, for an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to let that wait. Let that simmer. We know we learned a fact about Jack that he does not know that we learned. I'm excited to reveal that. But coming up next, the guy that gave us this idea for the show, Elliot Shore Parks, joins us, and he will explain to you why it will be an acceptable loss if the Eagles lose on Sunday. Also,
that ought to be fun.
Want to find out from Elliot, you know, how much he thinks this defensive performance over the last couple weeks is real and what they can do on Sunday against the Bengals. So Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Now, new customers can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on a game this week. Now, when you go to the FanDuel app, you'll see a few of my favorite features that they have on there. How about the Parlay Hub, man? Go into that Parlay Hub, build you a nice little parlay. You can bet little to win a lot. That's what I love about the Parlay Hub. And how about the FanDuel Squares? A lot like, you know, the Super Bowl Squares. We all play Super Bowl Squares on Super Bowl Sunday. This is much better. You get to choose your numbers in-game if you want to. Now, just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.